You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The government announced yesterday that boys as well as girls will now have funded access to the HPV vaccine Gardasil. The vaccine is commonly understood to protect against cervical cancer, but HPV can cause other types of cancer in both men and women. BFM reporter Ollie Clifton spoke to the director of Gay Men's Sexual Health Research Group at the University of Auckland, Peter Saxton, about this move to make the vaccine gender neutral.
The program's been expanded from girls only program from 9 up to 20 to a girls and boys program from ages 9 to 26 inclusive. So it's a really broad expansion in the existing program.
Is that fully funded? Is it going to be free to get the HPV vaccine?
Absolutely. I think some GPs might charge a small vaccine administration fee, but by and large, it'll be free through schools. And if you've missed out on the schools program, then you can visit your GP or sexual health service or family planning centre and get the vaccines there for free as well.
Right. So why is the change being made to introduce larger ages and now males?
Well, boys as well as girls can develop cancers related to HPV. And that includes cancers of the mouth, throat, penis and anus. So at the simplest level, the expanded program is a fairer program. And it means that boys, whether they're straight or gay, can experience direct protection against HPV rather than having to wait on the vaccination status of their sexual partners. I guess the other appeal of the gender-neutral program is that it communicates some really positive values about shared responsibility and mutual care. So it's not just girls that are having to bear the burden of having to get vaccinated, but you can include boys in this program as well. So I think they're there. I think universally really positive values to communicate to young people and the community at large about ethics regarding shared responsibility and mutual care and sexual health and wellbeing generally.
Right. And why is this just being changed now? Like, why has it only come just this year?
Well, New Zealand's program amongst girls has had some success, but the vaccination rates are still low internationally. So this is an opportunity to, rather than work with just half the population, enrol both girls and boys in the vaccine program, hopefully get those rates well above 80%.
Is it an issue, do you think, on the fact that that's only come about now? Like, you know, for males like myself, who, you know, didn't get vaccinated in school, or males who are, you know, outside of that bracket now, is that an issue that we haven't been doing this already?
I think the original thinking is that girls were absolutely the priority because the burden of HPV-related cancers is highest for cervical cancer, the most common form of cancer caused by HPV, and girls certainly bore the highest burden of disease. But by vaccinating girls and getting the rates up really high, you can achieve what's called a herd immunity effect, which will provide indirect protection against boys. So people knew that boys also experienced HPV-related cancers, but I guess the full burden hasn't been fully appreciated until relatively recently. And one of the big risks is that we know that rates of mouth and throat cancer in men are rising, so it's a really timely development.
So there's this new vaccine as well as an upgraded version of the Gardasil vaccine. What does it cover that the old one doesn't?
Well, the original vaccine program, Gardasil, covered four HPV types, which includes types that cause genital and anal warts and types that causes cancer. The new vaccine is a non-avalent, so it covers 9 types. That means that basically, the vaccine has got a broader spectrum of protection, particularly in relation to cervical cancers, but it also protects against a range of other cancers, including ones that cause cancers in the mouth and throat and anus.
And again, for people that haven't had that vaccine, is there going to be some kind of program, or should they be concerned about getting the new one?
Well, I think the strongest message is that it's really important to take part in the school-based program. So if listeners have got children at school, that's most important that they receive the vaccine early, because vaccination prior to sexual activity confers the strongest protection. But it does also mean that even among people who are sexually active now or plan to be sexually active but have missed out on the school-based program, there's some really good reasons to seek vaccination now that it's free. So that includes people between the ages of 9 right up to 26, and that means that it's fully funded by government. And it also, as well as protecting against cancers, protects against genital warts, which are also incredibly awkward and inconvenient. So this is an opportunity to get a free vaccine which protects against a variety of cancers and also genital warts.
Right. So is this happening around the world as well as New Zealand, this kind of trend to vaccinate boys with HPV?
Well, Australia was certainly the first to expand vaccination beyond girls to include boys, and they've had incredible success. So they've almost eliminated genital warts, which are the earliest signs of HPV-related disease, among young people who received the vaccine. So internationally, there are certainly discussions about expanding it. New Zealand should be quite proud, however, because we're now the program with the widest coverage, not just boys, but also boys and girls from 9 to 26. So this really is an opportunity to put a lot of effort in getting our coverage rates up really high and seeking the ultimate goal, which is a reduction in HPV-related cancers.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.